Well, a general election is in the book, and everybody has had a lot of stress, worry, excitement over the past several weeks. Now it's time, perhaps, for a bit of a respite. And with that in mind, I welcome to studio the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here for Cinema Chat, and movies are a great way to get away, always have been, always will be.
Well, sure. They're also a great way to process what goes on in life as well.
Well, certainly a reflection, yeah.
Yeah, pull stuff outside of yourself so that you can maybe see things. So, yeah, I mean, arts and entertainment provide both an escape and an ability to examine things, serious things that are meaningful to people in ways that allow change. I mean, you know, I think the most important thing that most things can provide is changing lives. And changing lives means changing usually what's going on upstairs, providing a different perspective, a different vision. And the arts and lots of, I mean, novels and study of any kind can really do that to you. But I think sometimes the arts and entertainment does it in surprising and amazing ways, because a lot of times you're encountering them in a casual way. Judd Apatow, who's a comic director,
right,
but a thoughtful guy. He suggested
he was
that
pretty engaged through this election process.
He was. He suggested that creative artists can help heal injuries and the injuries and dislocation of this bruising campaign that exposed a shocking level of anger and divisiveness in the body politics. And he suggested that his fellow artists make art about people who love each other and take care of each other, and that ironically, the entertainment business might even benefit from the current election and the election of President-elect Trump in his upset win, because people need to laugh and escape, but they also need to look inside themselves and look inside society and see things that maybe they wouldn't have seen otherwise.
Well, so and sometimes we'll things take on greater importance. I hearken back to post-9/11. When they finally resumed baseball,
yeah,
I'm getting goosebumps thinking about
it. Absolutely,
it became much more than a baseball game, but there was nothing more important than having that baseball game.
Right, yeah. Right, absolutely. So anyway, things that can draw you outside of yourself. I want to talk about just for a second a film artist from a previous era. You may not have heard of him. Many people have, obviously, but Raoul Coutard is a French cinematographer mostly, but he also directed films. He was 92 years old when he died, but he was extremely involved in the French New Wave, which was a new way of seeing the world, a new way of storytelling that came up in post-war
the
France.
The Truffaut films?
Yeah.
Kind of
François Truffaut, Jean-Luc Godard. He was involved in Breathless and Contempt and My Life to Live for Godard, and for Truffaut, Shoot the Piano and Jules and Jim. He also directed his own films and was nominated for the Palme d'Or at Cannes and won a technical prize at the Venice Film Festival.
And they made it to 92.
But again, just an artist that passed on. But and now, A Man Called Uwe is a film that we've been playing here for a couple weeks, and it's about the quintessential angry old man next door. Now, this is a Swedish film, but it may be particularly apropos.
You probably know somebody.
And so angry old men seem to have played a role in the election, and this is particularly insightful. Now, it's a comedy, but as Variety said, it's a touching comic crowd pleaser that may call for a tissue or two at the end, and it's because of the transformation
right.
of this gentleman as he encounters a young family and the children in that young family, and really finds a new reason to live. So anyway, A Man Called Uwe is a film that people are really, really liking, and if you haven't seen Jim Jarmusch's Give Me Danger, which is his documentary,
right. Iggy and the Stooges.
Iggy and the Stooges. It's not going to be around much longer. Owen Gleiberman from Variety called Give Me Danger a compelling and detailed diary of everything that made the Stooges what they were. You get a lot of interviews with Iggy Pop, and you get to see some very nice pictures of the Ann Arbor area, which is the home of Iggy and
exactly
the Stooges.
Exactly right. Well, what's the new films this weekend?
We're opening up Moonlight, which is probably the best reviewed and most anticipated art house film of this season. It chronicles the life of a young black man from childhood to adulthood, and it does it with three different actors. One a child. One
so they didn't take the boyhood route of following one family for 12
exactly,
years.
Exactly.
Right?
One a child. And you know, it was a very conscious aesthetic choice.
Right.
A child and then a young adult and then an older adult. And it takes a takes him across these chapters of his life where he experiences ecstasy, pain, and the beauty of falling in love and grappling with his own sexuality. Again, the reviews on this are just extremely, extremely strong. People are really looking forward to it. And the Boston Globe said, quietly, racial grace. It's a cultural watershed film, a work that dismantles all the ways the media view young black men and gives them the intimacy truths that
that couldn't be more timely.
Absolutely. And then another film by a very wonderful independent director by the name of Kelly Reichert. This film stars Michelle Williams, Kristen Stewart, and Laura Dern. She always works with great actresses. Mm-hmm. And a particularly female director telling women's stories. And it's about three women in the Pacific Northwest that all forge their own path amidst the wide open plains of the American Northwest. And Laura Dern plays a lawyer who's trying to find herself. And Michelle Williams plays a wife and mother who's determined to build her dream home, puts her at odds with a whole bunch of people. And Kristen Stewart plays a young law student who forms an ambitious bond with a lonely ranch hand. And these
certain
stories
women,
are
it sounds good.
Yeah, Certain Women is the name of the film. Go check it out. Certain Women opens this Friday. Now, at the multiplex, Arrival stars Amy Adams, easy for me to say.
That is among the easiest names, too.
No, it's true. Mysterious spacecraft, aliens show up. On the planet, and there you go. I just need to go back to bed, I guess. Amy Adams is an academic who is particularly adept at figuring out language systems, so she's sent to try to communicate with the aliens that come down. And, mankind teeters on the verge of global war and all kinds of stuff. And this film is very well reviewed as well. 96% positive reviews. The critical consensus is Arrival delivers a must-see experience for fans of thinking persons sci-fi. So
I wouldn't picture her in one of these kinds of movies, but she is a good actress,
she
for
is
certain.
A very good actress. Almost Christmas begins the holiday season. It's after Halloween, folks. And so there you go. This film has a great cast. Danny Glover, Monique, star in this film, and Owen Gleiberman, again, a Variety writer who grew up right here in this area, said, "A bad Christmas movie can give off all the warmth of a televised Yule log." however, David E. Talbert, the director of Almost Christmas, has assembled a gifted cast and given them a chance to stretch out and play all of their roles. So anyway, that's pretty good. And then Shut In stars Naomi Watts, and this is almost the opposite of Almost Christmas in terms of what the reviews say, although there aren't very many reviews for this. It's a thriller about rural New England, and Naomi Watts plays a mom whose son is bedridden, and she thinks one of her psychological patients who passed away, a young boy, is haunting this room.
So kind of a suspense thriller kind of deal.
However, she says it's a Bill Zwecker from the Chicago Sun-Times says it's a disappointing waste of good acting talent. So, oh well, it doesn't always work
but
out.
But it's always out there as an option, right?
That's right.
Any special screenings this week?
We do. Our teen classic film series about teens in the 80s continues with Back to the Future. And the author whose book inspired this series, a guy that grew up in the area, Kevin Smokler, is going to be back to introduce the film. And if you love Back to the Future, and we just celebrated an anniversary, come check it out. Top Gun also is going to play, and that's going to be Monday at 7 o'clock. Back to the Future is Monday at 7 o'clock. Top Gun is next week on the 17th at 9:30, and we're coming to the end of that series, so go check out. Just a few more left to play in that series.
Well, you certainly have movie options, and once again, perhaps a welcome respite from all of the serious talk that's gone on over the past couple of weeks and the serious talk to come. Nonetheless, you can find serious movies if you so desire.
And there's really great stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
So come downtown, go to the multiplex, but there's good stuff out there.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us once again for another edition of Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.